We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I'd like you to claim that they were going to win 89 if I don't have text evidence.
That's right. Yes, tweet us or text us. So that way when we're here in July or, or August and you say, see, I said all along they were going to have a really special year. Send us a text for that, please. No, but like I think one factor in how you look at what you think this season can be too, Cody, is it's obvious for most teams, but I think specifically for this organization, that is the month of April. Because it has been a massive problem for them, even in some years where they weren't as bad as last year with 56 wins. But the month of April and what that does for fans, what that does for even in the clubhouse, I would imagine, and getting off to a good start. But I think it matters more for them, and it's tough. I mean, this particular season, they play 19 of their first 32, I should say, are against playoff teams from a year ago. That's how they start the season. 19 of 32 are against playoff teams. So you're going to be tested right away, and you're going to find out right away, even though it's such a long season, if you're going to really continue to have that optimism past the month of April, because it doesn't guarantee you that you're going to be in the hunt in September. But, boy, oh, boy, we know how it goes here. If you all of a sudden are, 10 games under 500 after 1 month, it just kills the vibe and it kills any optimism.
You know what's funny is you can actually, believe it or not, you can actually somewhat eat into the Chiefs in September. Not for the first game, but you know what happened last September with the Chiefs? Something I had only now started to realize because it took a little while. Little early season fatigue where they're like, what is this, a September game? What, am I supposed to break a sweat? Am I supposed to live or die by this game on September 14th for the Chiefs? I don't think so. You can't convince me to do it. Almost, right? Where if baseball matters again, you can. You can absolutely make people come back out to the park. And I think that's what I'm hopeful for, man. And I get it. This is the fourth to last opening day we are going to have at Kauffman.
No matter what happens.
Most likely, because they said, the Royals have said no matter what, they're not playing best, that they're not, they said that they're not playing here out of their lease. Now, maybe that would mean past 2028, but there's a chance this is the fourth to last, pretty good chance, I think, this is the fourth to last opening day at Kauffman. I want it to feel special. Last year, do you remember how long it took them to score a run? A run? I mean, we were 3 days into the damn season looking for a run.
You want to bet that doesn't happen again?
No, they're going to score a run today.
I think they're going to score
over. I bet Vinny did a home run. It was my only bet.
They're going to score over 3.5, hopefully. We'll give out some bets later on in the show, not only today, but also season-long bets that we both kind of like and that you guys like heading into the season. But, yes, I did look. Their run total today over under 3.5.
Yeah, and look, I think that that's probably – that's a low enough total that I'm probably worth betting, but I just don't think it's going to go like that. As far as win total goes – we might as well just get it out of the way and get a number out there and explain why, okay? I thought long and hard about this. I battle between the homer level of fan that I am. Like, I'm just a fan. I'm a fan of the Royals, always have been.
Sure.
But they don't have the same – I just blindly give them, like, 12 wins like I do the Chiefs, right? They don't have that
they've
same
proven.
Level
they've,
of
they've
success.
Earned that on the Chiefs side.
Yeah, they have, and the Royals haven't, which is why I'm going to settle in on 76, which I would take. Like, I wouldn't be disappointed in that total. I'm hopeful for more, and I think there's 5 or 6 games on either side of that, hypothetically, low 70s or low 80s on either side, and that's why I settled on that number. I think it's a big swing for the Royals, depending on how the pitching actually performs, which is why when I was trying to decide the number, I settled in on 76. I really think it could be somewhere in that 70 to 80 range, so I just kind of came somewhere near the middle.
No, it makes sense. I mean, the optimism, as you said, on opening day sometimes clouds a little bit of their realistic expectation and what they're capable of. I know a lot of people will sit there and say, okay, they won 56 a year ago. So if you're going to bump them up to 76, which is where you're at, you're talking about a significant increase.
I am.
But we just told you.
That's 20 games, man.
I agree with you. By the way, I'm higher than 76, so okay, I'm going to get to the number in a second. I'm not saying it's crazy. My what I was going to get to is what we started the show with, 5 minutes ago or whatever, which was how different the roster is. And so if you're going to have a 20-plus win difference well, you better not just run it back. And they didn't. You know, we just said it. There's only seven of the same names on the opening day roster today that were on this time a year ago. And in particular, they went out, and to me, they have a big league rotation. I'm also factoring in what I think of the AL Central. I think they might be in the most competitive division.
The worst division.
But the worst. Yeah, you know what I mean? It could end up being one of
it's like being the NFC South. It was the most competitive, but it was definitely the worst.
Exactly. So I think it could be the most competitive division in baseball. Not like the AL East where you got to win 95 games or whatever, but I think it could be the most competitive because, to me, if you think the Twins are the best team, and I think they are in the division, but are they 15 or 20 wins better? I'm not so sure about that. Are the Guardians better than you? Maybe so. Like, I have the Royals finishing third in the division with 78 wins. So what is that, 78 and 84, I guess? So that's where I have the Royals for this particular season. So I'm only two more wins than you. And trust me, I was tempted to go higher. I think 78 is a very optimistic number.
I guess,
but not
80 last
but
year.
Not,
I was
Was it 80? You won 80 last year?
Yes.
I think 78, if you look at the pitching staff, if Cole Reagans is anywhere near what he was in the back half, if Vinny is healthy, there's a lot of ifs, but that's the beautiful thing about opening day. I think they have a rotation that can compete in this division, and nobody is dominant in this division. And so I'll go 78 and 84 for the Royals, which isn't going to be good enough to make the postseason, but boy, oh boy, it's going to set up plenty more optimism heading into the future, because I think you're going to have some guys that end up stabilizing that you can count on that are not just named Bobby Wood Jr. I think you're going to, if they get to 78, like I'm saying, you're going to see MJ Melendez be the player he was in the second half last year, and you're going to see Vinny Pasquantino play a full, 140 games or whatever it's going to end up being for him.
Yeah, I think you're probably right, and that's such a big difference. Like, I know that Vinny, I know it's baseball, man. Like, team had Shohei Ohtani last year and didn't manage to come anywhere near playoff success, right? So you could have the best player in baseball and still only come up like maybe in the range, right? Like, oh, look, at least we weren't completely out of it. So one player doesn't make a difference. But losing a middle of the order bat on top of your rotation issues, it's easy. It's easy to be optimistic. I also happen to think in Major League Baseball careers, this tends to be the spot where people start hitting the sweet spot a little bit for hitters. Like Vinny and I think Massey or MJ and Bob. It's like if they're going to start hitting their stride, it's coming, especially for those guys. Now, Bobby hit his last year, and we can talk about more about his expectations and what that means. But like when you go through what they were able to accomplish last year, you can see why what they weren't able to accomplish last year. You can see why looking at this year's roster makes you feel a lot better. It just does. The entire bullpen is different. A huge majority of the starting rotation is different. The lineup's got a middle-of-the-order guy back. Of course I feel better.
And we know the number in Vegas is, 73.5. So we both went over. Drew, what's yours? I think last year, obviously, you weren't here for opening day. And this is your
Correct.
First ever opening day. Not just for the Royals, but first ever opening day. So what's your vibe of this team as you're learning more and more about the history in the city and where fans are at?
Ironically, I am right in between you guys. I said 77.
Wow,
wins.
You already have this figured out?
I did. I typed this in there last night. I'm not just saying it. I am in between you guys, 77 and 85. I think for the reasons, a lot of what you guys said, if you look at the way that they finished the year in the back half, I think we see a lot more of that on a consistent basis. That's why I think they jumped 21 wins. And the goal is, I would say, if they can finish, I know they've got a tougher start compared to, and just on the face of the schedule, because they're playing some playoff team, a lot more playoff teams, more than half of the games early on. But if they can get to, 500, 40 games in or even 30 games in, I think there's a lot more buy-in that people are going to have come May and June with this group, and I think they get to 77.
So 76, 77, 78. That's where we're at on Cody and Gould.
After all that?
Yeah, I was thinking Drew was going to be like 70. I was honestly thinking you were going to say, guys, come on now. I was really thinking you were going to tell us 70 wins or something.
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
Which wouldn't be crazy either. Like, I mean, that is still a significant improvement. I just think the roster is that much better. So, Cody, you're at 76. Drew's at 77. I'm at 78 wins. You guys can text us in, text your win totals in to 913-586-7610.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.